Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whenever you blow the horn on your car, a lot of times you're communicating the wrong thing.
Why?
Well, the horn was originally designed to let people know that you were coming and that they should get out of the way.
Oh, yeah.
It was originally designed back whenever cars were a new thing, and so they would have to actually, it sounded like an auga sound. It was a klaxon horn or a klaxon.
Do the auga.
Ooh. Do it again so I can copy. Don't look at me
Heidi,
like that.
You were alive when they invented them. How come you got to turn to me to do the sound?
Oh, I don't know.
I want that horn.
Yeah, yeah.
That horn would freak people out.
The ooga. Ooga.
Ooga. Ooga. Ooga.
And to believe she's taken.
Yeah, I know. We ain't been drinking, y'all.
I know.
And that hurt a little. Stop it.
I do have some scientific information to share with you in this.
Okay.
Since the original horn was designed to warn people that a car was coming, they eventually changed it, and they also tried to come up with ways to make it, of course, less expensive, more compact, and lighter weight. Mm-hmm. And we ended up with the car horn that we have now, which is very effective most of the time. At letting people get out of the way. It's a loud... Heidi, go ahead and just do it real quick.
Beep, beep.
Okay. Hawk, you do it.
That's a way mine
Kato,
sounds.
You do it.
Meep, meep.
Oh, that's right. A moped.
So the way it's supposed to sound is like, honk, honk.
Oh, no, that's a diesel truck.
Yes.
No,
yeah, diesel that's truck's not right.
Was a Dutch truck.
So the horn that we have now is almost angry sounding. It's got a very harsh tone to it, and it upsets people. And they say, this is a problem. Let's say if you're at a stoplight and the light turns green and they don't go, and you don't want to be rude. You just want to let the person know to look up. But, but as soon as you hit the horn, you've basically yelled at them.
That's true.
Okay, well, what is a gentle beep like?
Well, we're going to get to that.
Oh, okay.
Scientists in South Korea decided to do some studies on this to try to find out what a better horn sound would be.
Okay.
And this is going to be awesome because you guys are so dead set on making these noises. I can't wait to hear you do this.
I can't wait. Right.
They found the best sound for safety and getting people's attention without irritating and upsetting them was the duck quack sound. Okay, now Heidi, do your duck quack.
Was it?
Oh. They found that a very loud duck quacking got people's attention, but it didn't upset them.
But could you imagine duck quacks on cars?
Yes, I can. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Imagine a rush hour traffic jam.
Quack, 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 quack. It's like those birds on that movie Finding Nemo. Mine.
Oh, yeah.
Mine.
They were saying mine?
Mine.
Oh, I thought they were saying Mike. I was like, who is Mike?
Mike. Here's my duck. Aflac. You can tie it in.
We get to
the insurance. Is that insurance?
Yeah. So don't you think that would be awesome if car horns started to sound like duck quacks?
They do need to be nicer. And I'll tell you why. Coming down Main Street, I'm waiting on someone to pull out of a parking place, and I'm stopped. And someone behind me is like, just wants me to move. I'm like, coming down Main Street, you cannot expect to go fast. You've got to expect to watch out for pedestrians. Not a place for you to be impatient because a horn is not going to make anybody go faster on Main Street. You can't go anywhere.
Make you move if you're just waiting for a parking space.
I'm sorry. That's just how it goes. If you don't like it, there's other roads you can use.
You don't use your horn. Just stick your head out the window. Hey, lady. Hurry up.
No, I'm the one waiting to move into a space.
She's the one holding people up, dummy.
Are you following the lady walking down Main, hoping she, is she going to this car? Going to this car? Well, going to this car?
No, not in that case.
Going to follow her all the way to her car?
But maybe we should leave him angry, because I'm starting to get a little angry just hearing this story.
I hear you. I would quack at you as what I'm saying.
Well, quacking is much nicer than honking. I don't mind a quack.
That has a whole new meaning.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.